With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House GOP announces a plan to avert a looming government shutdown. Bernie Bennett has that story.
House Republicans unveil a stopgap spending bill Sunday to fund the government through December 20th, dropping their push to attach a conservative immigration proposal backed by former President Donald Trump. The short-term funding bill is expected to get a vote on the House floor by midweek as Congress races against the September 30th government shutdown deadline. Last week, 14 Republicans joined with most Democrats to tank Speaker Mike Johnson's initial plan to fund the government for 6 months, which included a GOP proposal that requires proof of citizenship to register to vote. The continuing resolution, which was the result of bipartisan negotiations in the House and Senate, will keep the government funded at current levels through December 20th, setting up a holiday funding fight. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
According to new details released by the Justice Department, Trump assassination suspect Ryan Routh left behind a note saying that he intended to kill the former president and maintained in his car a handwritten list of dates and venues where Trump was set to appear. The 58-year-old Routh is now in court for a detention hearing. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking Pennsylvania workers that make 155-millimeter artillery shells during a visit to the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant.
You said that 400 people work here, but I wanted very much to come here and to thank you. 400 people saved millions of Ukrainians. Because of the result of your work, I'm very thankful, just from ordinary Ukrainians to you.
The Pennsylvania factory producing one of the most critically needed munitions for his country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. Stocks are now mixed. The Dow has dropped 2 points. The NASDAQ composite is up a dozen. This is SRN News. Christian refugees are trying to get to this country.
The Pew Research Center has been tracking the paths of people who flee the nations of their birth for religious reasons. As you might expect, Jewish people who feel threatened in their homeland mostly leave for Israel. But when it comes to Christian refugees, the place they want to come is here, the United States. More than any other country or region, this country is the hoped-for destination of believers fleeing persecution all around the world. Europe is a distant second. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has received strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020. That's according to AP Votecast. But a small group of liberals looking to pull believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris's corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states. This is SRN News. New York City's interim police commissioner says federal authorities searched his home.
The feds execute a search warrant on the new NYPD commissioner a week into the job. New York City's interim police commissioner Thomas Donlan says in a statement federal authorities searched his homes and seized material that came into his possession 20 years ago and were unrelated to his work for the police department. The unexplained and surprising search comes as Mayor Eric Adams' administration has been reeling from other federal investigations, including into the former police commissioner who resigned this month. Julie Walker, New York.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. has brought him to New York. On Sunday, Modi addressed an estimated 13,000 people at a cultural celebration at Long Island's Nassau Coliseum. Today, the Prime Minister will attend a United Nations summit. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.